is Davin's Den. Is Davin's
Den. All right, let's do some Scam Busters. Let me get that queued up. We're going to do the revisit the BitConnect Ponzi scheme, the cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme.
Sounds like something that Joe should come up with. Cryptocurrency!
Cryptocurrency!
Boom, boom! Boom, boom!
So, you know, I've been keeping track of it. You know, I haven't been keeping as much attention to Craig Grant lately. They're selling bounce houses again.
I knew that they'd be back to
That's
that.
A steady business.
You can't quit. Well, that might be Pip's new gig.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy. Fun. Oh, yeah, no. Can't keep a good girls down.
So the FBI is seeking potential victims who invested in the cryptocurrency BitConnect coin, which was first released through an initial coin offering orchestrated by BitConnect in November 2016. For majority of BCC's existence, the only place to purchase, trade, or sell the cryptocurrency was through their proprietary exchange hosted by BitConnect. By mid-December 2017, BCC boasted a market cap of over $2.5 billion.
Whoa!
BitConnect guaranteed investors up to 10% total return per month on their investment. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, 10% return on
a month.
Nothing!
A month.
Oh, please.
Following a tiered investment system based on the sum of an investor's...
It's a fucking pyramid scheme.
Yes, Joe, it is. Sum on an investor's initial deposit. The entire market for BCC crashed in January 2018 after two U.S. state-level securities regulators issued public letters warning investors of the Ponzi-type nature of BitConnect. This led to BitConnect completely shutting down its exchange for BCC, eliminating the market for the cryptocurrency and stranding investors with nearly worthless cryptocurrency. If you invested in BitConnect, please complete a brief questionnaire, and this is on the FBI.gov's website. Your responses are voluntary and would be useful in the federal assessment of this matter and to identify you as a BCC investor and or potential victim. Based on the responses provided, you may be contacted by the FBI and asked to provide additional information. So these are the questions. Have you been directly contacted by the FBI regarding this matter? Where did you first hear from about BitConnect? Your choices are friend, YouTube, event, or other. A lot of them heard about it on YouTube because they got promoters like Craig Grant and others. And so if you were looking into any other cryptocurrency, their advertisements would pop up.
Right.
Joe agrees.
Yes.
How much money did you invest in BitConnect? And, like, I've gotten messages from people that because of the stuff we did with Craig, saved them thousands of dollars.
Oh.
So I can only imagine how much money people lost.
Oh, yeah.
What was the username associated with BitConnect? What was the email address that you gave? Who referred you to BitConnect? So this might be some of the promoters like Craig Grant, Trayvon James. That was another one. A couple of Crypto Nick. A couple of these promoters.
And you would definitely invest with somebody named Crypto Nick, wouldn't you?
Well, it's cryptocurrency.
I know. But, I mean, you know, come on. Gold Bar Joe. That's my financial planner.
Miller's looking for you. Gold Bar Joe, Miller's looking for you.
Yes.
The FBI says that investors were guaranteed returns of up to 10% per month following a tiered investment system. According to the data at CoinMarketCap between January 6th and February 2nd, 2018, the price of BitConnect went from $431 to around $6.
Ooh, ouch.
BCC trading appears to have terminated completely in August of 2018.
It's just such a strange plan anyway. It's sort of like, you know, I don't understand the idea of why people think that it would continue on. They're trading in basically fake stuff.
Well, listen, money's made out of fucking paper.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's all fake unless you put a value on it.
Right. I mean, when there was a gold standard, it made sense.
Yeah, but pelts make a lot more sense than fucking paper does.
Yeah, they do. Oh, sorry.
I mean, yeah, so I mean, but companies went on board with this. Like, you could pay for, like, Subway sandwiches with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, once things start getting legitimized by mainstream companies,
mm-hmm.
I mean, why not? I mean, it's not something I want to invest in, yeah. Although I did consider it.
Yeah, well, it's backed up with sandwiches, so why not? I like sandwiches.
So that's what's going on with that. So we'll stay tuned.
Yeah.
We'll do a little update. It's weird, though. You still see on the comments, people still blame the victims. I mean, I get that, like, well, you're responsible. Nobody forced you to join. But you went under false pretenses.
Yeah, no, that's a ridiculous thing. If somebody is committing fraud and they're setting you up to fail, then saying, you know, I mean, yes, buyer beware, but I mean, but if it's under fraudulent underpinnings in the first place, you can't say to, you know, well, sucks to be you.
But that's what people do say.
I know, but that's not right.
Cryptocurrency is very confusing to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, a little bit to me, too.
Shocking, because you seem like a man on the cutting edge of today's technology.
Trucker Tom's like, sandwiches.
I have in the past. I don't want to do it again. What would you like to know? The blockchain is you get to see all the trades. So supposedly you can't get – you see every transaction that takes place. That's the whole basis of it. So you can't run away with the money because it's out there for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like anything else. You get like a little, you know, you can pay for things with cryptocurrency. You invest in it. You keep on thinking it's going to go up. Now, most of it, like BitConnect was, Bitcoin's like the biggest one. So a lot of it was predicated on how if Bitcoin was doing well, then BitConnect would do well. Because you would actually buy your BitConnect coins with Bitcoin. Because like Bitcoin was on, so.
Oh, wow.
So you would give this coin that's like heavily traded and most people know about
mm-hmm.
to buy this one specific coin that's traded on their own platform.
I like lizard coins myself.
You can make your own coin.
It makes just as much
sense. No, you could have a Helix coin.
Yeah.
The thing is, you got to convince people that it's worth something.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Listen, it's like anything. I mean, baseball cards, Beanie Babies, you know, anything has got a value.
Used panties.
Used panties.
Depends who. I mean, you know, Julie Love used to sell hers. I can play that clip if you want.
No, thanks, no. As long as she's not singing.
So do you kind of get it now? What
yeah.
It is? All right. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, till the next time we do the story and I'm asked again.
Okay.
But it is confusing.
You will be, yeah.
Sandwiches.
It's hard because we're old and we don't understand.
It's new stuff.
Well,
but
I mean, it's kind of like, what do you mean there's not a CD and I'm listening to music? What do you mean there's not a record? How can this music be playing in my phone? I don't understand it. How can there be 300 albums on my phone? I mean, it's the same thing. We're old. We don't know.
How am I supposed to listen to music without a cardboard foldout with like pictures and liner notes?
What am I supposed
to do with myself?
How do you play a video game without a stick that goes up and down, left and right? How does it know where you're going? I mean, you know.
That's too newfangled for me already.
But it's technology.
I know.
It's just the way it is.
How do you put like plugs in the wall and it makes things go?
Yes.
I know.
Same type of shit. All right. So we'll do some Ann Jackson. We last found last time, like we said at the top of the show, Ann revealed her love for Miller. She's still fucking hating me, though.
Well, and you're
I'm a liar. I'm an idiot. I'm an asshole. All the things Joe says in email. It's like they got on the same page.
He's a bitch. He's a lover. Never mind.
I remember that song.
Yeah, right?
Do you remember with Pip gyrating? You remember that version of it?
No. Yeah, that was scary, huh?
That's
sorry.
A deep cut.
Well, and yeah. Fucking table shifted.
I'm glad you said cut.
Yes.
Thank you. So... Do you want to hear the
leave
categories?
The end,
no,
sir.
Fuck it.
Want to hear the categories?
Yes. Yes.
All right. We know that...
We're
here,
I guess.
We know that we're doing Mr. Davin. Yes. Secondly, mafias, plural. Mm-hmm. Third, life.
Life?
The word
ooh.
Life.
All right. I'm in for seven Mr. Davins.
Whoa.
Are you? You going to pay for that with cryptocurrency?
Funny. I'm going to go with five mafias.
All right.
And I'm going to go with seven lives.
Seven life.
Life.
All right. I'm going to say she's been holding back with the Mr. Davin. So I'm going to say five Mr. Davin. I'm going to say four mafias. And I'm going to say two life. And then we'll see if we get some more jumping in here
right.
As we start.
So this is a conversation about the Hong Kong funds between Brown Cotton and Ann Jackson. So Brown Cotton says hello. Ann says hello. Thank you for your help. Brown says you are welcome. Ann says, I hope you can arrest all scammers. I do hate scam. I am trying to help Green. Jennifer is crying. She sent me mail. Mail's here. Brown says, I see. Yes, you know that when they see military uniforms on site, it is like scam. Oh, a little bit of knowledge there by Brown Cotton.
Mm. Yeah.
By the way, can I just say, I'm trying a little sidebar here, a little tangent. Somebody, a former military personnel we interviewed in 2016. If you go to the podcast, you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say June. Might be June. May or June. 2016, we interviewed Eric Youngstrom. Eric's pictures have been used to scam victims by scammers.
Yes.
So I get some. So once in a while, once in a very rare while, I get asked for help. I don't really do as much in the communities anymore. And now I remember why. So I get asked for help because some woman is convinced that she's being convinced by the being scammed by the real Eric Youngstrom, and on one of these anti-scam sites. Is backing her up. It's, like, it's very rare, but we seem to find Eric Youngstrom is a real scammer. You know, it's very rare. And now, we thought the same thing with Ann Jackson.
Right.
But we're right. And
yes.
So this woman was showed a video, but the audio didn't quite match up from what I'm gathering. So it says, hello, her name, and then there's, like, more conversation. But when I heard it, I played it. When I heard hello name, I heard it as an African man.
Oh.
And then I heard his voice.
Interesting.
These are foreigners. They're not picking up on that.
Right.
I know when I've talked to enough African men through this, and I know it ain't, you know, an American voice.
Right, right. You know, can distinguish.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell. It was because it's so quick.
Yeah.
But she's not really having it. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to get his AKO. Which is the email address that they have. And she's like, oh, he won't give it to me. I'm like, he'll give it to you if he's real.
Yeah.
Because she's claiming he's in the reserves. If he retired, you don't have it anymore. She's claiming he's in the reserves. I'm actually trying to figure out if he's retired or not.
I'm trying to
figure that out. But, yeah, so it's just fucking... She thinks that she's being scammed by this. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not being... Well, you know... And he admitted that he can fool these women. And I go, why would he say that to you? She goes, well, that's what I asked him. And he said, because you're not going to do anything about it.
Mm.
And I said, well, no, here's what you do. You have a video chat with him and ask him to do something specific on there. Well, he blocked me. So the woman who brought this to my attention, she's been blocked by this anti-scam site. This other anti-scammer has been blocked by this site. We've seen this before because they get fucking petulant.
Yeah, they do.
When they don't get their way.
Yeah, well, they got all bloods and crips, you know? We can anti-scam better than you.
Right, which is why I'm so... Remember how involved with that shit I used to be?
Oh, my God, yeah. And it's volatile.
Yeah, I'm really not involved anymore, but I'm trying to help this one woman. But anyway, I just brought that up because we did interview Eric on the show. See, 2016, I want to say May or June, he's on a couple of episodes if you want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do a lot of that stuff. We don't do a lot of stuff anymore.
No, not so much.
Yeah, we found other things. Underground Railroad's gym class.
Panties.
Yes. Jennifer's crying. She sent me mail. Brown goes, I see. Yes, you know that when they see military uniforms on site is like scam. Ha 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 ha. I am so sad. I also found something. SEO.
SEO. What does that mean?
I don't know. Brown goes, yes. Ann goes, and those scammers are good at it. Brown goes, I read it. Ann goes, yes. I did business before, and the staffs told me about this. Recruiting staffs are very kinds, by the way, Mr. Brown. They use the keywords to let the click chances up on dating sites. I don't know what that sentence means.
Click chances?
Well, I'm not really sure what that's meant. Is it like clicking like or something to move status up on a
I don't know.
A
I've
site?
Never,
I don't know.
Dating site.
I don't know.
I got right to Craigslist. actually, that's true. False. They don't let you do that anymore. It's fucking frustrating.
What does he know?
I don't know.
What do you think I'm going to fucking Florida for? You got to do everything in purpose now. First, let's bring back a souvenir of some lotion.
Job options.
Sure. Not an application.
Yeah.
I like Chinese food. Does that count?
You know, mail an application for that.
So Brown's confused. Like, and Ann goes, Miller, lingo, and location, and loving.
Miller, lingo, and she's just like alliteration queen? What's going on?
Brown's not having this shit either. He's like, okay.
Whatever, weirdo.
Ann goes, caring. Brown goes, so I will catch them very easy with that. It is. Ann goes, it is so-called SEO. Unless you're talking about what boosts a website. That's SEO.
I have no idea.
Brown goes, right. Ann goes, yes. Brown goes, okay, good. You are very good. I think you should work for us. So now we see the recruiting.
Oh, interesting.
Ann goes, me? I can do the research. Brown goes, yes. It is easy. SEO. I have blog. SEO is very important.
Brown goes, don't you want to work for FBI? Because that's how this shit works. Is he... It's easier to get a job at the FBI than it is at this fucking Chinese whorehouse.
Yeah, really. I just Googled SEO just to see. It says search engine optimization.
Yeah, for websites.
Okay.
I don't know what this has to do with.
No.
So we're seeing how Brown is recruiting Anne. And it's not the fucking hardest job interview I ever heard. Anne goes, how? Like an agent. Secret agent. Now, listen. That's attractive to anybody. I could be a secret agent.
Ooh.
Like, secret agent and secret agent and.
Oh, that's great.
Filing away bullshit as part of the scam.
No.
I don't know that part.
That's the musical interlude.
No. Mr. Brown, James has good techniques. He uses his stunt. Brown goes, you scared? What do you mean? Ann goes, he can work for FBI, because he told Green he wanted to retire. Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, so he can work as agent. What do you think? Brown goes, I will see about that. Yeah, why not? I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever you need there, sweethead. Send the money. Ann goes, I can do research for you, okay? I can find something in there. Brown's like, okay. James emailed me today. Said he got €1,000. Ann goes, wow, he is so good. They're just fucking reeling her in.
Yeah.
Brown goes, he will be coming back to base today. Ann goes, I will try to, Mr. Brown. Thank you so much. I will send fake profiles to you. And this is what the anti-scammers do. They collect all these fucking fake profiles, like, and they think they're doing something, but they just create new fake profiles.
Yeah, I'm sure they're giving them ideas at the very least, or giving them pictures to use.
Yes. Brown goes, don't worry. Ann goes, and tell you something in there. Brown goes, okay. Interpol has agreed for me to join them and go to Hong Kong. Ann goes, wow, Interpol likes you. I think so. You can tell because Interpol's standing up.
Yeah. Interpol, do you like me? Check yes or no. A little note. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a little hand thing.
Doing a little hand thing.
Not likely.
That's Magic 8-Ball.
All the fucking say. Well, you don't know what I fucking wrote in this little hand thing. Fuck you.
I don't know.
Exactly. You're just assuming I got it.
I think
wrong.
It's a bad idea.
Fuck you and jerk off a guy.
Is that on the list?
No.
Could be.
Darn.
Oh, now I lost my place.
Stupid.
Well, you do.
Interpol likes you. I think so. Brown goes, they are waiting for the fees. Ann goes, wow, you see, I do what you said to
me.
And it is so good. Brown goes, they know I know very much about the case. Ann goes, yes, of course. Brown goes, so they need me most.
Wow.
They need me most. Nobody, yes, mostly. Nobody knows more about Ann's case than I do. Believe me, folks. Nobody knows more about Ann's case than I do. It's a hoax, folks.
I'm the best at this.
I'm the best at scamming Japanese Ann.
I get the very best scammers.
He does. Ann goes, I think so. I told them all about what you did. Brown goes, what do you think you can complete with that? With what James have already? Ann goes, have to ask for help because I need to talk to my friend here if they can help
me.
I really want the funds to come out because I want UK funds to come out to help people. Brown goes, you just need to raise €2,500 now.
Oh, that's all.
Right on that.
This is she's skipping back to way in the beginning here because she's all chipper when she's talking to him.
Yeah, she's just showing the process. But we've never heard this before.
No,
the recruitment was pretty fucking easy.
Yeah, and they just butter her up and she's like, oh, slather me, you know. Well, because that butter's good.
Wrote very beautiful letters. I see Brown Cotton. Wrote very beautiful letters. We fell in love. It's a love story.
Yes. We're not cursing each other out yet.
And don't look up. That's not a missile over Japan. That's my cock.
God, that's scary.
Ah, it's a scud. Ann goes, I will see how much I can raise, and I will ask my friends, too. Brown goes, also tell James to send the fees to my secretary agent in Ghana, okay? Ann goes, okay, thanks. I will send them good info to you, okay? Maybe you can ask James to work for FBI in the future. Brown goes, very good. I need them as fast as you can. Ann goes, he will, okay? See, at this point, I don't know if Brown and Miller are working together or not.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Very interesting. Brown goes, I'm heading to Ivory Coast now.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Africa, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Not much of a schlep for him. He's there. Ann goes, that white guy, he is so bad. He has good PC device.
What?
You heard the lady.
He has good PC device.
That white guy with the PC device.
Cool. Well, of course he is. But I... Sorry.
No, no, I was just looking at why the computer was spinning.
Uh-oh.
Brown goes, we will, Brown goes, we will go for him, and after I get back from Hong Kong, that's not on the Ivory Coast. And goes, he can speak French, Mr. Brown. He also speaks English, French and English. Okay, so...
English, wee! French and English and French.
Yes.
Wee!
Yes. Brown goes, if you have any person that need help, direct them to me, okay?
Oh, God, no.
And goes, okay, I will, thank you. And Brown goes, try to raise the money before end of next week, okay? So then she says, he said he would send gold bars in Paris, but he could not. He said he would return the money to me after cheating on my money. He never. He is a big fraud star. I must expose the truth. We need concrete evidence. The woman who brought this to our attention never offers the truth, unlike Anne, who's nothing but the truth.
Yeah, so help her God.
She's a fucking liar. Is that one of the ones, liar?
No. Oh, but what she's talking about the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, she's also a scammer. And this is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton, who's changed it to add USA to his handle. Hello, hello. Brown Cotton says, did he give it to you? Mr. Brown, today is not paid day. Oh, Anne goes, Mr. Brown, today is not paid day. How can he lend
me
money? Tomorrow night I will get money, and I'll ask her to lend
me
money so I will know it. Please, Mr. Brown, I just want to know the total. Because it is always trouble with not enough money. Then I suffer to raise money. I just come back from work. Later
okay.
I have to work. Brown says, U.S. $1,500. She goes, got it. Brown goes, how many times will I say this? He's getting fucking annoyed.
Wow. But, you know, she just said, got it. And how many times do I have to repeat
Listen,
myself, woman?
It's a fucking woman that can't take good notes. So you lose fucking
uh-oh.
Citizenship documents.
Yeah.
Ties together. Mr. Brown. Brown goes, you know why. I must confirm. I have to be in Dubai tomorrow night. He's got some fucking man to travel. Anne goes, how many times did I raise money? Brown goes, that is why I ask. I don't want to go there, and you never sent the money. Am I understood? He's not having her shit, and I don't blame him.
Really?
I hate when fucking victims ask questions.
Yeah, he's being kind of stern.
As well he should. You got to put a bitch in a place.
Oh,
it's
Christ.
Not just comics who need a talking to. Anne goes, I will send you a message to confirm tonight. Brown says, I will make sure, and then I will tell you. Oh, no. Somebody says, I will make sure, and then I will tell you, okay? Because I did call him today, and I told him that I need to help James. I just come back from work. Really? This is Anne. And I contacted him in the afternoon asking for borrowing money. So please wait for
me.
If I get money, you can go to Dubai, and there is no more other fees, and this is why I worry. Brown goes, no, there is no more other fees, okay? I will get James out once the fees are ready tomorrow.
Oh, wait, isolate that. There are no more other fees.
No
oh,
fees,
boy.
Except for the next fees.
Yep, and the next.
And goes, I will send you message, okay? I'll make sure of it with you. You know when I can't get money, I will tell you. You know it well. She's like desperate. It's like, I got to pay this dude.
Yeah.
Where's my money, bitch? And goes, Brown goes, don't understand. And goes, I mean... Brown goes, this guy suffers there, and I'm trying to help him. Anne goes, when I get money in my hand, I must tell you. I know, I am so sad. Brown goes, the Interpol might not furnish my traveling again, and after Friday. Anne goes, James is a good man. Brown goes, okay, take care. Anne goes, okay. Brown goes, bye. Because that's the way the FBI talks.
Bye.
Bye. Anne goes, I will send one big scammer to you, found by Terry. This one maybe is mafia.
Oh.
So close.
Mafia's plural. Darn it.
You're a mafia without the tip.
Yes.
Brown goes, okay. And goes, I stop some people not to talk to scammers. They do not talk to scammers. Now me, on the other hand, I'm talking to one right now.
I know better.
Because they want their money back. Now they protect themselves, Mr. Brown. It is really terrible. I sent it to you. I will talk to my friend to lend me money. Thank you. And I will contact you soon. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. Like, you know how you say, take my money?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Anne's doing. Take my money.
Yeah.
Brown goes, is it now you want to talk to him? I really do not understand. Anne goes, who? James? I do not talk to anyone. Brown goes, your friend to lend you money. Anne goes, yes, I ask him to lend
me
money. Today is not payday, but I will ask him. She's getting her friends involved.
Right.
But I want to ask him to lend
me
money, and then I can send you a message tomorrow. I can get money, too. Okay? Okay. How sure are you to raise money? Interpol is waiting.
Wow. Interpol is shaking her down,
yeah.
Supposedly.
He goes, okay, I will tell you later. No, she goes, okay, I will tell you later. I will send mail to you because he is working. Brown goes, did you ask him for the money? This is
Is it just a little bit later?
No, it's the same fucking conversation.
Oh, my God. It's like, stop. She just answered you.
Ann goes, yes, I told him 1500 U.S. I did. Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, I just sent mail to him after getting your mail. Really? To make sure how much? Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, thanks all the time. Brown goes, nothing else will be paid. Ann goes, okay, got it. So that's that conversation. That's the shakedown.
Wow. So... you know, I mean, I'm still not completely clear on how it started right away. I mean, this is after the gold bars. This is at the point where she's trying to get money back, right?
I think she's trying to get. Yeah, I think she's trying to get money back. Yeah, I think this is a reload scam.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton. It starts with Anne saying, "Fuck you."
There's our girl.
You are a killer. I called. I just called to say fuck you.
You killer.
And Brown goes, you can send it since you do not believe me. Anne goes, I will destroy you because you destroy me.
Me?
I do not care. Oh, they're not having a good time anymore.
Uh-oh.
Nope. The honeymoon is over. Brown goes, I will sell the gold. Anne goes, fuck you. Anne goes, and send you the Brown goes, and send you the money. How much? Anne goes, you are killing me. You are. Brown has question marks. He doesn't understand. Anne goes, you are a killer. Brown goes, I am inside the flight now.
Most people call those things planes.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Inside the flight.
Anne goes, you are a killer. You are a scammer. Brown goes, your country deported.
Me.
I will sell the gold in France. Anne goes, fuck you. Brown goes, I'll put your money. How much? Tell me now. Now Brown's got to give her money.
Yeah, he owes her money.
Anne goes, they're going to sue
me
tomorrow. Brown goes, I will send the money to your company direct. I don't think it's going to arrive.
I don't think so.
Anne goes, you are assholes. You thought one asshole was bad enough.
Nope. He's riddled.
He's riddled with assholes. Riddle me this. Ooh, you farted. Brown goes, me? Okay, bye. Anne goes, you are a scammer. You do. You destroy my life. Brown goes, I am not. Anne goes, you are.
Life.
Brown goes, oh, that was on there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. You're on the board. Brown goes, you waste too much time. That is why. Anne goes, you are a killer. I have no money. You threaten me.
Me.
You do. Brown goes, I will send the money to your company. Anne goes, you are a killer. Brown goes, give me the person to send the money. Anne goes, fuck you. Brown goes, working in your company. Anne goes, send the facts to ask my company. Brown goes, okay. So we've had a turn of events here.
Wow, it's like, oh, okay, go fuck yourself. Oh, here's a fax to my company.
No, business is business.
Yeah.
This is Brown Cotton. What is this? Anne goes, return the money. I have no money. I am in trouble. Brown goes, I will return it, please. Anne goes, I do not want to talk to you anymore. My company is suing
me.
Brown goes, I can't send money from here. Anne goes, anywhere. Anyway, send it to me.
Me.
You must ask Eric. Now Eric's involved because he's the Interpol. Brown goes, okay, I will. Anne goes, James killed himself yesterday. Ask Eric. Eric told
me.
Now, this isn't going to turn out well because James didn't kill herself, as we know.
Right. Yeah,
and this is going to piss off Anne to no end.
Oh, she's going to be like, how dare you dangle that at me?
Interesting choice.
Hmm.
Brown goes, James is not dead. Anne goes, I do not know. He does not contact me. Brown said, Eric said James is okay. They can't. Uh-oh. They got to get their meeting together.
Wow. Yes. Somebody got called up to the boss, right?
Anne goes, he does not contact me anymore. Brown goes, I will send money to you, okay? Anne goes, I will be in jail for 15 years at least.
Well, that's good to plan.
Sure. Brown goes, I'm trying to get out. Anne goes, and send money to
me.
I have no money at all. My company cannot help
me
anymore. Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, I will go to jail. Brown goes, me too.
Oh, good. We can be together.
We're all going to camp.
Right.
Bring your swim trunks. Anne goes, you did destroy
me.
You do. You make my life
useless.
You are stupid. You really are. You wasted time and money. Brown goes, you are mad.
Yes.
See, a lot of men, it's hard to read women, but this guy got it.
I know. He's clever.
Anne goes, not mad. Brown goes, you sent me to jail. Anne goes, you destroy
me.
Brown goes, and you have the gods to talk to
me.
I don't know what that means.
I think she meant gonads.
No, it was Brown.
Oh, I think he meant gonads.
Anne goes, not me. James reported you, not
me.
A man by himself. Brown goes, 25 years. Anne goes, I did not know it. Brown goes, you did. Fuck you.
Well, wow.
Ann goes, go to jail. Do not go. Do not collect $200.
Go to jail. I'm going to use that randomly tomorrow. Go to jail.
Oh, by the way, if anybody sneezes, you say Hail Satan. Instead of God bless you.
Why?
Why not?
Why not? Just as useful.
Yeah. It'd be worth the look.
Yeah, I'd rather say God bless you.
Everybody says God bless you. Fucking be different. Stand out.
Yeah, when you're down there running around your little suit and pitchfork there.
Yeah.
Joe, you're going there anyway. You came on a thigh and ran away. Yeah. You can't erase that. I don't know. You're just trying to break the even, and it's not going to happen. You're a thigh comer.
Thigh comer. Oh, boy.
He knows how despicable you are. So just say Hail Satan so we can all have a laugh. Be a fucking team player.
We all have the, you know, Santa's got his list. He's been naughty, he's been nice. We know which one we're on.
Yeah,
don't be in fucking denial. Your theme song is Sea Monkeys and Jizz. Good people don't have that.
Good people don't sing it either.
No, but we're honest with ourselves.
I know who I am.
Yeah. Joe's in fucking denial. He thinks because he wears a little plumbing hat that he's fucking immune like it's a yarmulke.
No, don't I think I'm wearing a plumbing hat because I'm warm.
There you go.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Brown says, you did. Fuck you.
You can't just fucking eat a frog.
I'm clearing my throat.
Well, what?
A frog.
Sounds like a debris.
A debris?
A debris?
Sounds like debris.
Thank you. Mm.
Doesn't work that well when you struggle with the language.
Oh, thank you, Tribunal. All right.
Tribunal.
Can we vote you off the island?
You see, we have one of those magistrate wigs.
Yes, yes.
Fucking
powdered
scroll.
Wigs.
Hey, court is in session.
He used a point of grammar incorrectly.
Destroy him.
I have no problem with any of this.
Destroy him.
Maybe the sentencing, it didn't go quick enough, but I like the results.
It didn't go quick enough.
Yeah, that's fine. You can destroy Joe. He can't do any more damage than he's done to himself. Falling apart over there. Anyway, as I was saying, fuck you.
as I was saying.
Now back to the story.
No.
No, now he's going to get back to the story.
Yes, now back to the story. Fuck
right.
You.
Right.
Can't say that enough.
Limit yourself.
Why? I'm indulging. Yes. Ann goes, go to jail. Brown goes, what James? Ann goes, he killed himself. I do not contact him. Brown goes, James is working at Bahamas. It's like death.
Wait. Which part of the army do you get sent to the Bahamas?
There's a base there.
Oh, okay.
Not that I know.
All right.
But
okay.
Fun to pretend. We're yeah. Sending sending our military to Atlantis.
Because everybody that signs up, that's where they go.
Infantry training is on the fucking water slide through the shark tank.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. I see him every time I go there. New Year's Eve, Christmas. I'll be there hanging out with the military.
Be ready.
Exactly. So, and to all my military fans listening, I'll see you in Atlantis.
Buy tickets now.
At the end of the year. Come and see me. Like, you can never plug too soon, Joe.
All right.
No.
Ann goes, ask him. Brown goes, you are stupid. Ann goes, not me. Yeah, he will. I do not now. Brown goes, you reported me. Ann goes, I report him. Brown goes, you. Ann goes, I do not. Brown goes, stop lying. And he goes, to whom? Ask James by yourself. How? He's fucking dead, stupid. How can you...
Wait, no, he's not, though.
But she thinks he is.
I know. Yeah, but she just heard that he wasn't.
She believes everything.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She heard that he was, too. What are you going to believe? Brown goes, the lawyer will take me out and I will fly with the gold. It's first class, I believe.
Isn't that a little heavy to try to fly with?
Well, you can't put it on your carry-on.
Oh, that's true.
No.
And goes, I do not contact him. Brown goes, you reported me. And he goes, to whom? Brown goes, I was trying to help you. And he goes, to whom? I reported you to whom? Brown goes, Eric, because that's going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And goes, I just told him the routed. Brown goes, I am coming out this tomorrow. All right, Elton John. I don't even know what it means.
I don't know.
And goes, Eric is helping you, not me. He told me.
Me.
He would. I do not know. Brown goes, I will fly with the gold to UK. I will not come to Osaka again. Ann goes, why not thank to Eric? Brown goes, you did. You are wicked. Ann goes, who is wicked? Eric wants to sell gold. You will bring gold. Do not lie to me. I feel like they're just trying to work out a transaction, but it's not going well.
I think that they're trying to work out a language, and it's not going well.
Yeah, well, neither one has command of this one.
No.
Brown goes, yes, I never lied to you before, but we're going to start now.
like, this is the beginning. Begin lying.
Yes. Anne goes, what is going on with this? A damn fucking good question.
Oh, wait, yeah.
I do not understand it well. You ask Eric. James is sick. He is not well. He does not contact me. Only Eric messaged me. Jennifer is sick. Brown goes, because of all this stress. Oh, I hate when scammers are stressed.
Oh, poor military man is stressed.
Yes. Anne goes, she cries a lot.
Who?
She gets hit with the truck.
Yeah, we're talking about Jennifer cries a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Jennifer cries a lot.
Yeah.
Brown goes, he has sent me a
That's her Indian name.
What?
That's her Indian name.
Cries a lot.
Brown says he has sent me €1,000 to clear it here. Anne goes, my friend is dead. He lent me money. Oh, that's a fucking shame.
Are we still talking about James?
No, I don't know.
Another guy?
I don't know. This girl's fucking poison ivy.
Yeah, she really is.
Brown goes, the immigration here now know I am not a criminal. The gold was given to me by James. Hey, I did now. I am waiting his reply. This conversation sucks.
That's great.
It's killing my voice, too. Anne goes, he does not get his contact. Brown goes, I want to go to the Japan embassy. Anne goes, you should.
Do it.
It's like a Holiday Inn. You just call up. Go to get the little Travelocity dome. A fucking hook. You have to go to the embassy.
Walk in.
Sure. Anne goes, you should. Brown goes, I get 1 month visa. I have a MasterCard. Lonnie does. I have to fly to Osaka direct, I am thinking. Anne goes, Eric arrested more than 35 criminals. I cannot work anymore. You will have problems again if you bring gold to UK. You should let Eric sell them. Eric can sell them with good price. He sent mail to me about this. Do not waste time. So she thinks Eric's fucking selling her gold.
Yeah.
The Interpol. She thinks the Interpol is selling her gold.
To get her some money back. Why would they do this?
Because that's what they do on the side.
Yeah, it's like a little side business we got cooking.
I know. Interpol is like, you know, they're like agents. You know, like agents
they're like reps.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to go through.
They're field salesmen.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me. I was like, what do you call the people who take stuff and sell it for you? I don't even know.
Brown goes, he cannot. Anne goes, time. Hell of a magazine. Brown goes, the documents are in your name. Anne says, he says he can. Brown goes, I am out now. I want to go to Japan embassy. The immigration needs €2,500. They have the box. Anne goes, you see no money. How can you get gold? Brown goes, Eric gave me the money James sent.
What is this? I mean, it's so convoluted. Why? If this was your money, if you really were following this trail and thinking that you had paid for these gold bars and somebody is going to transact business on your account and dragging these things through customs every which way, like they're dragging gold all over the world, wouldn't you be keeping closer tabs on this?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. Who's got the money? Who sent money where? Who's got a box? A box of what?
You box know, of poontang.
Not that box.
That's the box I'm looking for. Anne goes, this is why Eric asked immigration to release the gold to him. Brown goes, and Jennifer, Mr. Green's daughter, without the payment of France clearance, they will never. Anne goes, no money. I am done here. You had better ask me how much Eric keeps. You should ask him how much Eric has. James sent €1,000 to him and Jennifer. So James is just fucking handing money out to Eric and Jennifer.
And why would he be doing this?
This is a good guy.
Uh-huh.
Brown goes, 200.
But isn't he dead?
No, he's back.
Oh, okay.
Eric said he was dead, but apparently not.
Go.
She's not keeping up with this.
No.
Brown goes, 200. He gave it to me now. Anne goes, you have my 21,500 who? Japanese yen who? Eric? Brown goes, Mr. Eric. Yes.
Ah, damn it.
Made you jizz a little.
No.
Anne goes, he also raised money to help James. I have no money at all. Brown goes, who? Anne goes, I got violences. Eric?
I got violences. I keep them on my person.
Brown goes, then I have to give the immigration the money I have and tell them to keep the box safe. What do you think? Anne goes, do not ask me. I will have problems. That is never-ending payment. I cannot get any money since I use up all my money. How can I pay for it? Who can pay for it? I do not know it well. They keep it safe. You must pay for it, too. The fee is for safe. Can you pay for it? Tell me.
She's just, like, wigging.
She's had enough.
Oh, my God. Well, she was just in the last conversation. She was going, my company, they can't give me any more money. They're going to sue me tomorrow. I mean, it's just like she sounds just as far-fetched as their lines of bullshit.
Shocking. Brown goes, let me give to them. I am not going out to the embassy. I have to leave the country now. Because it's just like, you're leaving the house. I got to leave the country now.
I know.
Anne goes, how about the gold? Brown goes, I have with me now altogether 1,900 euros. Anne goes, what will you do? Brown goes, I will hand it to them now. Anne goes, then how about the gold? Into treasury forever?
Yeah, like where's the fucking gold you supposedly put on a sled and are dragging every place?
Brown goes, fly to UK. No, they will keep it. I have to sign. I am giving them the money now. Giving them, not giving them. I am giving them the money now and will sign. Anne goes, for what? Brown goes, please hold on a second. Bullshit's coming.
Hold on. I got to check with management.
Please hold on a second so they can keep the gold. Anne goes, then they will put it into the treasury. Brown goes, until I bring the rest of the money, 600 euros. Anne goes, who can do it? Who? I have no money. Brown says, no, they will keep it safe. Anne says, so keep it forever. You did it to
me.
Brown goes, I'm doing what I can. Anne goes, you destroy
me.
Fuck you. You make my life useless. You do not contact
me
forever. Brown goes, please wait. Anne goes, I need my money, all my money. You destroy
me.
You are an idiot. You are. You are a killer. You ask me to pay and pay. You make my life useless. That's another one, Pip.
Mm.
You think I will have money again. I will lose everything for fucking gold. You are an idiot. She's had enough of this shit.
Yeah.
Return the money to
me.
Brown says, and I quote, thank you.
Thank you.
He's polite now. Anne goes, my company is suing
me.
It is not a joke. No, it has a long fucking setup. Brown goes, I have paid the immigration. I have no more money. You should get a job for the government. Anne goes, they think you are a scammer. Because they're right.
Yes.
Brown goes, never you ask me to return money. Anne goes, you eat Jennifer money. You eat my money. Nom, 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 nom.
You eat Jennifer money?
That's another word for pussy.
Her money.
She's a young girl. Couldn't possibly. Unless she's got like the biggest booty that everybody talks about.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She's the one.
Brown goes, I paid it to immigration. Anne goes, you are an idiot. Brown's had enough. He says, no, fuck off.
No.
Anne goes, I need my money. Brown goes, who do you think you are?
A superstar.
Well, right you are.
Anne goes, you eat my money. I will report you. Brown goes, come and take it here. Report. Anne goes, let FBI notice you. Brown goes, go ahead. Anne goes, report. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, I will send it to Dr. Phil, the mess media. You will see.
Dr. Phil?
We're going to talk about scammers.
Actually, at this time, they did a lot of shows about this.
Oh, yeah.
Is she really talking about the Dr. Phil then?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Not to be confused with Dr. Wah Wing Chow.
Never to be confused with.
And I think we also had a Dr. Bon Jovi in this story.
Yeah, we did.
But this is the real Dr. Phil.
Oh my God.
Brown goes, I have informed them already. If you like, send it to your ass. Well, there's a slot for it.
Send it to your ass.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Send it to your ass. You didn't have that one, did you there, Pip?
No, I didn't.
Anne goes, you are idiot. Brown goes, you are asshole.
Send it to your ass.
What?
Send it to your ass. Tell it to my heart.
Oh, okay. Anne goes, return the money to me. It is not my gold. You eat my money. You eat my money. You eat my money. You do. You are a money eater. Here she comes.
She's a money eater.
Ay, ay, ay. This is a fucking mess. Brown goes, come to France and see it. Anne goes, you want to save yourself. You kill
me
and other people. You are an idiot. Brown goes, how? Anne goes, you wasted people money and time. You did. You made a big mistake. You did not admit it. You are a fool. You did this to
me.
To destroy
me.
You did it. James will kill himself again. Fucking zombie James. We heard zombie
Nixon.
He will
kill himself again.
Oh, he's like,
God.
Jesus Christ. Just keeps on coming back.
What?
They kill James 3 days later. He comes back to scam.
Oh, my God.
It's Jesus H. Miller.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Ay, ay, ay. Brown goes, my visa got expired, which is what you would say after that.
What?
And goes, you will be punished. You will. I will kill myself.
Oh, that'll get him.
Go on. Conversation between Joe and the ex before he went into the garage when Joe was really pissed. I'll show you. Where's that rope? How does, like, killing yourself? Like, that's something a mother does.
I'll kill myself if you don't do whatever. Yeah, no, you know what? Some, like, an ex that you're trying to break up with, that's the last desperation call. They're like, well, I'll kill myself.
So and I'd say, and I'll send you some flowers. It'll be a lovely service. What, that's not what you say?
No.
Oh.
But, I mean, like, that's supposed to, be, like, make you feel bad. Like, it'll always be on your conscience.
Nah.
Yeah.
I take a page out of the Mavis Mills playbook. It's fine. He was going to do it anyway. New scammer clips are up if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you want to go back in time.
Yes.
So Dick El Dorado killed himself. Mavis wasn't taking the blame.
Oh, no. She Well, and you know, a big Pippa Pump, she put some lead into Fake Davin over there. And what was her name? Flory. Flory was completely unmoved.
Yeah, death really doesn't move scammers.
No, not at all.
They're kind of oblivious to that.
I blew him away, and she just did not care. Yeah,
like women in my real life.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, I will kill myself. Brown goes, somebody asked me to come and get money. Ann goes, this is not joke. Brown goes, I want to go there now. Ann goes, you will see. You will see. Brown goes, please, kill yourself now.
Oh, man.
Well, he said please.
Oh, that's so rude.
He said, please.
I take it back. Please, it wasn't rude at all.
There's always time to be polite.
It's so much more palatable when you say please.
Manners, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Manners.
Please go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds delightful. Nobody else will. I shall do it myself.
Yes.
Excuse me, master. Can you go fuck yourself?
Go fuck yourself. Please.
I can't count on you to do it properly, so go fuck yourself.
Senator, you're cordially invited to go fuck yourself.
I'm laminating cards now.
Let's see. Please kill yourself now. Ann goes, you are a killer. I report you now. Brown goes, go ahead. What are you waiting for? If you do, that means you lost everything. I will message you when I get the money. Ann goes, no need. I'll report you. Fuck off my life.
There
not
we
traditional use of life. Brown goes, okay, please feel free and report me. Ann goes, never contact
me.
Brown goes, and in all caps, fuck you. Ann goes, you kill
me.
Jennifer is sick. You make James kill himself. You ask James. Well, if you can't ask.
Yeah.
Is this when he's come back again, or is this in between?
You make James kill himself. You go ask him. What?
I don't understand what language he's typing. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
We'll just leave that there.
Wow.
Go ask James. Let's see. Where is it? You make joke, James kill himself. You ask James. Brown says, fuck you.
I'll pass that on.
Ann says, not
me.
Brown goes, I received email from James now. Fuck off. I guess they have emails in heaven.
I guess.
Ann goes, so talk to him. Not me.
Me.
It is not mine. I cannot do anything but contact James. Not me anymore. It is not mine. Brown goes, do not contact me. I said fuck off. You make me suffer. You reported me. Ann goes, to whom? Brown goes, you think I am a criminal. Ann goes, I withdraw it. Holy fuck.
What? I take it back?
I take it back. No backseats, but no, I take it back.
Wow.
Stupid.
I withdraw it.
Aunt Brown goes, you want to send me to jail. I am clean, motherfucker.
He said that?
Yes.
Wow.
I am clean, motherfucker.
I am clean, motherfucker.
I think she's starting to scam a little bit.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Aunt goes, please do not talk to me anymore. Brown says, and I quote, I said fuck off.
Good day, sir. Stick a finger in your asshole and hop in traffic.
That one at the ready to go. Sounds like thoughts you've had before.
On the double yellow line.
Now smell my finger.
Brown goes, I don't have any money. Ann goes, I want my money back, money back, money back, money back. Ann goes, you scammed
me.
Brown goes, who scammed you?
You scammed you. Who scammed you?
It's a very musical song of the show tonight.
Yes, it is.
You
it's a sing-along
how, you know
scam.
How much is my service? Half the price of Pip in Florida.
Which is hefty indeed. Oh,
she's
my.
She's getting those American wages.
Yes.
And goes, you are the scammer from Nigeria. People say so. Not me.
Ooh.
Graham goes, is your father that will pay me? You think I work for free?
Why's he got to bring her daddy into this?
I don't know, but now he's rapping.
I guess.
Is your father that will pay me? Yeah. You think I work for free? Put that anywhere. And goes, so I want my money. I want my money. Cash. My money. You kill me.
Me.
I do not care everything now. You know I will do what I said. I am serious. I am not stupid anymore. Well,
I'm not stupid anymore.
Well, slow down.
Yeah, there's twinges of stupidity in me.
Define anymore.
Twinges.
Brown goes, why are you telling me do it? Ann goes, I thought you can help people. Brown goes, I will go to court. Ann goes, you can arrest criminals. Brown goes, I will lose my job. But Ann goes, but I am wrong. Brown goes, I do not have any money. Please do not disturb
me
again. I will go to jail soon, so I will die. I am telling the truth. Brown goes, me too.
Yeah, sure.
Ann goes, you make my life like this. You do it to
me.
Brown goes, please leave me alone. So these two don't want to talk to each other, but they can't quit each other.
They can't stop yapping about shut up.
It's like, no, you hang up. No, you fuck off. No, you fuck off, my
shut
life.
Up, shutting up.
No, you
shut
fuck
up, shutting up. I said button your lip.
Joe, you fuck off my life first. No, I didn't. No, you fuck off my life.
You
I
hang
don't want
up.
To be the first to fuck off my
no,
life.
No, you hang up. Oh, I like... Trucker Top says, I'm not so stupid anymore. Not so fast there, Einstein.
Slow down.
Yes.
You're still down. Plenty stupid.
Yeah, says, sure he's not in.
Yeah. Let's see. I will die. So Ann goes, you make my life like this. You do it to me. Brown goes, please leave me alone. Ann goes, you do it. You really kill me. Brown goes, you also make my life useless. Oh, God. Ann goes, why? You know the reason. Brown goes, you kill me too. Ann goes, you make me suffer. Yeah, but you gave me a rash. Brown goes, my office has called me because now the post you posted is in Michigan. Ann goes, I did not post it there.
What?
I don't know. Maybe a blog.
In Michigan? Only?
Well, Tom would know. Tom, did you see the post?
It's just there.
Yeah, I mean, you should have. Tom, if you saw it, you really should have let somebody know.
Yeah, really.
If you see something, say something stupid. Really.
Yeah, really.
Log it up for yourself. Selfish. Got a free little fucking FBI issues over here, and Tom's not paying attention.
I know.
Call himself a fucking patriot.
What are we going to do with him?
Ridiculous. That's why I had to get the glasses, so next time he sees the sign, he can fucking read it.
That's right. That's right.
We're not dicking around anymore.
Yeah. And
when fake FBI or fake scam experts post something, Tom's got to be on it.
We need you to be Sharp Eyes.
Yeah, Sharp Eyes. That's his new nickname. Tom Sharp Eyes. He's no longer Trucker Tom. He's old Sharp Eyes over there. So they're still useless. They're still killing each other. All right. Brown goes, you have sacked me from work.
Yeah.
Ann goes, you kill my life.
Oh, my.
Brown goes, I will go to jail from tomorrow. Ann goes, my life is over. Brown goes, they have ordered my arrest. Me too. You kill me. Ann goes, you kill me. Such fucking petulant children.
I know.
Brown goes, you and James Miller. Ann goes, James is innocent. I love him.
But he's dead.
Wow. A couple times. Well, she didn't put the love thing, but I did. But yeah, we got to get
lovety case. Love.
He want to kill himself. I am suffering. I am. You make my life useless. It is true. I have no money. I do not eat for days. I'll be forced to move out. He's moving out. It's Anthony's song.
Yeah.
Homeless. Brown goes, same for me. Me too. You finish me. Little by the tip. By the tip.
Yeah. They finished her.
Finish
yeah.
Me. Finish me, Pam. Finish me. I'll give you some fancy feast.
Oh, now we're talking.
Exactly. Ann goes, how do you feel? Chafed.
We're back to lotion.
Brown goes, you and your James Miller, I left my job to work for you, and now you posted my name everywhere. I will shot James.
Wait, what? This is her talking?
That was Brown.
He's oh, he's saying you posted him. My name everywhere?
Yeah, and now he's going to shot James.
Wow, he's going to shot
Not
James.
Shoot, shot.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a past tense murder.
All right.
Don't shoot. Don't shot shotgun.
Def Leppard.
I'm aware. You're not the only one who knows the banjo. Anne goes, I will die for this. I will. I cannot sleep. Well, if you're dead, you'll sleep plenty. The song's about it. Brown goes, he will soon come back to U.S. He will see me. Anne goes, I cannot do anything. Brown goes, and send me to jail. Now you two have fired me from work. Anne goes, I am sick. Brown goes, you two finish me. Me too. I cannot sleep. He is fucking giving her all the guilt.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just eating it up instead of, we're done here.
Yeah, you've ruined me. You too? Oh, me too.
Well, this is before me too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When you can touch a girl. Anne goes, I am crying every day. Brown goes, I am going to court tomorrow from there to jail. Anne goes, I am sick. Brown goes, the funds are still there. Anne goes, depression. Anne goes, at the bank, you can put claim on it. Anne goes, I have no funds. I have no money. Brown goes, they are there. Anne goes, no funds. Brown goes, you can leave it. And goes, no gold bars. It is scam. It is scam. Dr. Melvin scammed me.
Me.
Saying I have funds. He's a scammer. You were cruel. Asking for payment only. And like a true FBI man would say, he said, and I quote, OMG.
No.
Because you know when you talk to those official types.
OMG.
And he put a little poopy emoji.
Did he put a little heart over his eyes? You know.
And,
the poop emoji. Yeah.
Anne goes, you really are scammers. Brown goes, you call Dr. Melvin scammer? You are mad, idiot. Anne goes, this is people say, this is the truth. Where is funds? Brown goes, you say it. And what is people? Anne goes, where is it? It is scam. They told me. Brown goes, France. Anne goes, I do not lie, it is the truth. Scam, no funds. So that's a good place to stop.
Where is people? France.
So
what?
We've seen how Brown indoctrinated her to become an agent.
Yeah.
We've seen Miller die and come back and die.
And this is the guy that she's supposedly in love with, and she's not really seeming to have like a lot of emotional energy invested in this. She's like, he killed himself. Oh, but he's alive. Well, you go talk to him. It's like, wait. Is he dead or isn't he? Crazy bitches.
Yeah, you know what? Now that he happens to be alive, why don't you go talk to him?
Yeah, what? She's supposed to be in love with him, and she doesn't seem to be like going, he died. You know, I mean, I don't get
she's
it.
She's schizophrenic, that's why.
Well, yeah.
And then we saw they were trying to guilt each other.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
A lot there. And I'm just thinking that any rational person is going to realize right away that the way that these people who purport to be working for agencies like, you know, Interpol or, you know, Melvin Santos, UN Secretary.
Idiot.
Idiot Melvin Santos, who's working for the UN, the UN Secretary. Right away you go, they don't say OMG. You know, they don't talk like this. But she just doesn't.
I don't think they say you killed me and you ruined my life. And
no, she's just like aggressively stupid.
I like that.
Yeah,
I know people like that.
Yeah,
I know people like that.
Right, it's
on my Facebook page right now.
Right as we speak,
just being aggressively fucking stupid.
Yeah, like I refuse to listen to anything that makes any sense. I am.
I know people.
Yeah,
like that. Aggressively stupid.
Yeah.
God, I wish. That belongs on a t-shirt.
It does. Right. Yeah, but you don't want to walk around with a shirt saying, I'm aggressively stupid.
No, Bob, everyone says you're aggressively stupid.
Oh, okay, that works.
All right, what's our tally?
Well, we had zero Mr. Davin.
That's a rarity.
I don't recall that happening before. Nobody picked that.
Well, Tom's in the chat. He might know.
Yeah, well, yes, I'm sorry. Historian, did we ever have zero Mr. Davins before? No mafias, and that was one of her favorite
there
words.
Was no mafias.
No mafias, but we had 10 life.
Oh, that's where you go. Right
yeah,
there.
The best guess of that was Joe. He had 7,
nice.
But we blew past that. So none of this worked tonight. I give up.
What are you gonna do?
I give up. So, I'm confused that. Obviously, this whole group of conversations that she was throwing at you tonight went back a ways to tell how it all began. It seemed like this went on so long, and it's like already she's cursing at them and not believing them and calling them scammers. It's like, and yet you continued to talk to all these people for all that time.
Remember, she thinks I'm an idiot and a liar.
Yeah,
and she keeps on sending me this shit.
Yeah, I wish you had told me. It's like, I did! Aggressively stupid.
Aggressively stupid. All right. Let's thank some folks. We're not going to be here next week.
We're not.
We're not. We're going to take a one-week break.
Yes.
We'll be back. And another week after, and the week after that.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
We're taking a two-week break?
No, we're taking 1 week off. Oh. But we'll be back.
But we'll be back. Okay. And then back, and then back.
Oh, I got you.
And away. Joe and I are going away at some point in April.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want some quality time.
I think it's about time you guys broed up.
It's been a while. Broed up and hoed up. Yeah. Yeah, we got a tour of Indiana and Kentucky. I take him to the fancy places.
Wow, jealous.
Hopefully there'll be electricity by then.
Where?
Down there.
There's no electricity?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like...
That's the type of
you got a decision to make.
Yeah, am I going to bring you or not?
No, whether to give me a really and call me stupid and listen to what she said.
I think you're both stupid. How do you like that? I made my decision. I'm sure that's the attitude that's going to endear you to the Midwest as much as you endeared yourself to the Southeast earlier.
Yeah. I think that one was actually kind of easy for him, Joe. Yeah.
Did you actually ever call the club?
No, I got to do that.
Get on that. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. They're run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have a great show coming up on March 29th.
You got to talk into it. It's barely registered.
And experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. To learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
And they just resigned. So
good.
Yay.
More with Portobello. We have very good sponsors.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Pays for all the equipment I got that keeps fucking breaking. Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Act really your comedy needs. That's what you need. That's what I'm doing these days. Side-SplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. We've been doing a lot of fundraisers and restaurant shows, and they've been selling out and kicking ass, and we can do that for you.
And Trucker Tom says that Joe was mentioning something about trying to get out this way again. I say that needs to happen. Detroit needs you.
Detroit needs Joe.
Yes.
The same the way they need Kid Rock. They hold Joe in the same esteem that they hold Kid Rock.
My name is Joe!
Sea monkeys and jizz! Sea monkeys and jizz! Where is Joe Carey? There he is!
Joe is just not having it.
That's okay. That's worth it. It's worth it.
It's okay.
It's been fun to kick a puppy when it's down.
That's the puppy we'll pick.
It can take a kick.
And keep on licking.
That's how you know it's marriage material.
Yeah. That's how I tested out Mr. Helix.
Sure. Just enough. Whatever. He's in fetal position sucking his thumb. Whatever.
I'll take him.
Lick my ass. Don't clean the house. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
That's perfect. That's exactly how I'd like my men.
Lick the asses and clean and unclean houses.
No, in a fetal position sucking their thumb. Wetting themselves. They've already been
beaten.
You
added that.
Yeah, I know.
That's how they marked their territory.
I like company.
Yeah, sure. You shouldn't be the only one who wets yourself.
Speaking of Mr. Helix, please listen to Hudson... listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, you can listen to the Richter Observatory. Lots of classic music. And it's a great station. So listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Thanks.
This Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, I'll be at Bananas Comedy in Hasbrook Heights with the hysterical Rich Voss. Friday show is 8 p.m. And Saturday will be 7:30 and 10 p.m. For reservations, call 201-727-1090.
All right. So, busy week of comedy. So this week, tomorrow, believe it or not, I'm going to be...
We don't believe it.
I don't believe it either, actually. You have to give it a little bit more oomph. I'm not feeling it.
Can you believe it?
There we go.
There we go. I can't believe it either. Tomorrow night at this very time, I'm going to be in Florida.
Oh, my God.
Fucking believe it now?
Yes.
Go fuck yourself. Not your fucking pony.
Go fuck my life.
No, you're going to be in warmth. What? Fuck you.
If you were nicer, maybe you'd be in warmth. But you're a miserable prick who likes an icebox, and that's where you shall stay.
Yeah, neither of us are getting invited on this.
Exactly. Going with a pleasant comedian. Somebody who knows his place.
There's such a thing?
Yes. There's such a thing.
There are pleasant comedians? What?
Well.
Okay. Within reason.
Yeah, exactly. On a scale of, you know.
Yeah.
So I will be in Sarasota, Florida at the White Buffalo Saloon. For tickets, call 914-927-6655. 941-927-6651. Let's see. Thursday, we're going to have live comedy at the River Grill. From Side Splitting Productions. That's in Newburgh, New York. And J.J. Boyd is the headliner. For tickets, call 845-561-9444.
You think I'll be ready to go and be done arguing with Walt?
Aggressively stupid. As I said, on my page. I don't know. Well, maybe the two of them could put away their fucking swords. I don't know. But River Grill, the shows do really well there. Check that out. 845-561.
Very nice place. Very nice place. Very nice place.
Do they have good food?
They have amazing food.
Outrageous food. Yeah,
really?
Yes. Ooh. I always get the prime rib.
Yeah. All the food. All the prime to die for.
Like they put on the Flintstone thing.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
The Bronto Burger?
They don't play.
Like the bomb.
They don't play. Yeah.
Nice.
845-561-9444. Thursday, February 28th through Saturday, March 2nd. Sunday also, but it's a private event. I'm going to be in Fort Myers, Florida at the Laugh Inn Comedy Cafe. For tickets, call 239-479-5233. 239-479-5233. That's going to be good. And then Wednesday, March 6th through Saturday, March 9th, I'll be in Port Charlotte, Florida at Vasani's. At the Comedy Zone at Vasani's, whatever they're calling themselves these days. For tickets, call 941-629-9191. 941-629-9191. So I got a week and a half in Florida, which should be fun.
And warm.
And busy.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, at least you don't have to eat bologna.
No, this is true. I don't have to. I mean, I can if I choose to.
Yes, if you desire it, but it's not, like, mandated.
No, it's not Bahama prices. Bahama rules. Yeah. You know, where the military has a base.
Absolutely, because if you were getting recruited, that's exactly where you go.
I most certainly would. I'm not going to fight ISIS. I'm going to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Well, you're going to go through the tube, through the shark tank?
I'm going to go through the lazy river. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
That's where basic training is. You just float along the lazy river.
With a drink in your hand.
With a drink. That's how you
know. Oh, man.
So you know you're right, ready to kill terrorists.
I'm coming. Yeah, not on the trip. I'm just coming.
Miller's
the
going
idea.
To the Bahamas, is he?
Is he?
right after he kills himself the second time?
Yeah, I know. How many times? This guy is like a cat. Yeah. He's got a lot of lives.
All right. I think we've done all we can do. Thank you all for listening live. We always appreciate that. Thank you for those who participate in the chat room. Thank you guys for those who listen to the podcast. Part three of last week's show will be the proper part three.
I know. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
That's okay. Thank goodness some people tell us. The rest of you should fucking let me know a little sooner. But some people tell us.
Yeah.
Part three will be up. This will be up. Part three was good last week. That leads into this week's part three.
Yes.
So that'll be good. So if you like us, tell a friend if you hate